From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello, this is Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes. Today we'll be continuing our study into the woman at the well from John's Gospel chapter 4. A woman with a broken life, broken relationships, carrying much hurt and much shame, and yet Jesus came to her, met her there at that well, and changed her life. And today we're going to think about the moment of her transformation, and I pray as we think about that, that your life too will be changed. Maybe you're just like the woman. Christ can make the difference. Before we turn to John chapter 4, please listen to this beautiful hymn sung by Mildred Rainey, I Cannot Tell.
Tell why he whom angels worship should set his love upon the sons of men, or why as shepherd he should seek the wanderers to bring them back. They know not how or when, but this I know, that he was born of Mary, when Bethlehem's manger was his only home, and that he Savior of the world is come. I cannot tell how silently he suffered, as with his peace he graced this place of tears, or how his heart upon the cross was broken, the crown of pain to 33. But this I know, he heals the broken hearted and stays our sin and calms our lurking fear and lifts the burden from the heavy laden. For yet the Savior of our
We're reading once again from John's Gospel, chapter 4. We'll begin at the verse 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. The woman who came to that well by an old Roman crossroads came with no other intention than to draw water from a well that was thousands of years old and 150 feet deep. She was coming to fill her water pot before returning to her world and to her life. Jesus Christ sat by that well, seeking her soul that day, and in seeking her soul, he would save an entire Samaritan town from eternal death. This lady, who was engaged in the ordinary mundane activities of life, was to find herself otherwise engaged in a conversation about spiritual truths with a Jew. This was most astonishing because, as a follower of the Samaritan religion, she had no interaction with Jewish people. The two groups kept away from one another. Yet here was a Jew who spoke to her, and she found his conversation stimulating and challenging. As he continued to speak, she gradually became aware that this man was very special indeed. His talk about spiritual water, which would satisfy the soul forever, touched her soul so deeply that she cried out, "Give me this water." She understood what Jesus was referring to. Life. Life with a capital L. In a land where water is scarce, where drought comes often, where rivers dry up, and the ground becomes brown, water meant only one thing. Life. She knew that she required new life. You have perhaps come to the place where you sense your emptiness and hopelessness. You know there is a better life than the one you presently live. You find yourself crying out, "Give me this life." But as yet you remain unchanged. Jesus then proceeded to humble this lady by talking about her husband. She did not like this. She was unmarried and living immorally. She deflected Christ like a fish wriggling on the point of a hook, but with wonder she was forced to acknowledge that this man was a prophet, because he revealed not only her sinful present, but her shameful past. But as yet she was not converted. In your quest for life, you too are aware of your sin, and you acknowledge that God does know everything about you, but as yet you remain without hope. Jesus then taught this woman how a person could truly know God. She tried once again to sidetrack them, but the wise Jesus could not be deflected. She talked about this mountain where the Samaritans worshipped, but Jesus said, "You can only worship the Father in spirit and in truth." It is not the rituals of religion that bring us to God. It is a heart that is fully and completely transformed and surrendered to the Lord. This is another vital signpost in the path that leads us to God. Our churches and our traditions cannot save if our hearts are not right in his sight. The woman was now very close to the moment of conversion. She was learning profound lessons. She was making astonishing discoveries. I know that when Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, he will teach us all things. The Samaritans too were looking for Christ. She was expressing this faith. She was looking for the Messiah. Then Jesus simply uttered the most life-changing word that any person could ever hear. I that speak unto you am he. In reality, he said, I that speak unto you, I am. He said, I am the I am. You know your need of life. You know that I know the secrets of your life. You know that you need to know God in your heart. You wait for the Messiah, but I am. I am he. I am here. The Messiah, the one whom your people are searching for, is right before your eyes. I am, and I am speaking into your heart. And then all the pieces of the jigsaw fell into place. She knew she had met the Lord. She knew she had met Christ. She knew that God was indeed speaking to her. He was the I am. Suddenly she drank of that life-giving water that he spoke to her about just a few moments before. On 7 occasions in the Gospel of John, Jesus Christ expresses himself as the I am. It is a common way by which he describes himself. On 7 further separate occasions, he expressed himself as the I am in conjunction with another title. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. I am the light of the world. Therefore, these two words are most profound. Jesus is the I Am. This woman was changed. This woman was changed by these two words. They teach us that Jesus is Jehovah, that he is the Son of God, and that he shares a glory with the Father. At the burning bush, God introduced himself to Moses as the I Am that I Am, the one who does not change. And this was the same God who was standing before that Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. I am that I am, the unchangeable God. Christ is as he always was. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will keep his promises. He will be faithful to his word. He is absolutely dependable. What impact should this have upon you? If you trust Christ today, he will do everything that he promises in his word. For he is the I Am. We live in a very uncertain world. We live in a world where we cannot depend upon anything. We cannot depend upon our health. That can be fragile. We cannot depend upon life. It may be removed in a moment of time. We cannot depend upon our riches. They may take wings and fly away. There are many uncertainties in the world today. Christ is the only certainty. He is the only source of true hope. Therefore, we all need to come to him and trust him and rely completely upon him. And then we will have confidence. For he is the I Am. She realized that the living water was found in the one who talked with her. Everything that she needed for rest and peace was found in this man, and there he was before her eyes. She trusted him and she believed. Christ is speaking to you through the word. The fact that he is speaking to you today proves that he is right there where you are, the I Am. He can change you. He can revolutionize you. He can give you new life. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.